All right, welcome in everyone. Diving right in today to something that probably touched a good chunk of you out there listening, maybe even you specifically. We're talking about the 2021 T-Mobile data breach.
Yeah, and the settlement.
Right, and the settlement that came after. It's not just about looking back though, is it? It's about really understanding, okay, what happened to all that data? Who was actually affected? Because the scale of this thing was massive. And what it all means for you now, especially with these payments, these settlement payments that are supposed to be coming up soon.
You really hit the nail on the head there with the scale of it. I mean, think about this. Something like 76 million, roughly, T-Mobile customers had their personal info exposed. That right there just shows you how much data these companies are holding on to, you know, and what can go wrong when the security isn't up to par.
For sure. And it wasn't just, well, names getting leaked, was it?
Yeah.
We're talking about the really important stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like your home address, your birth date, even social security numbers.
Huh?
And I think for some people, even driver's license info was part of it. That's the kind of stuff that can really mess you up if it gets into the wrong hands. Identity theft, all that.
Absolutely. That's what made this one so scary. Like, this is core identity stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, no financial info like credit card numbers was taken. But still, this other data is super valuable to criminals.
So T-Mobile ended up settling this whole thing for a pretty big sum of money, $350 million.
Yeah.
So today, what we're really trying to do for you is break it all down. Who was eligible for the settlement? What kind of compensation they could get? And, you know, what's the latest on those payments that are supposed to be coming out?
Exactly. Let's start maybe by going back to the breach itself. You know, rewind a bit. It was August 16th, 2021. That's when T-Mobile came out and officially acknowledged that, yeah, something bad happened, a serious security failure on their end.
And it wasn't just some random glitch or something. We know the guy who did it, John Binns, and he basically said that T-Mobile security was weak, which is a pretty blunt way to put it. You know, it kind of makes you wonder how vulnerable your data really was with them.
It does. And then you have this stolen data ending up for sale on the dark web, and that just ramps up the urgency, the potential damage. This wasn't just a theoretical renege anymore. It was a clear and present danger for tons of people.
So let's get into the specifics of what data was actually taken, because that's what matters most to you, the listener, right? I mean, we're talking full names, addresses, birth dates, social security numbers.
Right.
Which, you know, that's like a key piece of your identity. And some people even had driver's license details exposed. It's kind of alarming when you see it all laid out like that.
It is. Makes you realize just how much sensitive stuff these companies are dealing with every single day. Mm. And that they have a huge responsibility to keep it safe. Anyway, let's move on to the settlement itself. What did that $350 million actually mean for the average person who was caught up in this mess?
Okay, so yeah, $350 million, that's a big chunk of change.
Right.
How did they divide it up to actually help the people who were harmed?
Well, the settlement had a few different categories of compensation.
Huh.
You know, a few ways you could potentially get some money back. First off, they offered reimbursement for what they called out-of-pocket expenses.
Okay.
So basically, any money you had to spend because of identity theft or fraud that was directly linked to the breach, you know, like maybe you signed up for credit monitoring after this whole thing because you were worried, or maybe you actually lost money because someone used your info fraudulently.
Right, right.
For that stuff, you could claim up to $25,000.
Makes sense. Like trying to directly address any financial damage you suffered because of their screw up.
Yeah.
What other kinds of compensation were there?
They also had compensation for lost time. So if you had to spend hours dealing with the fallout of the breach, you know, calling credit bureaus, disputing charges, even just keeping a super close eye on your accounts because you were nervous, you could actually get paid for that, like $25 per hour up to 15 hours. So acknowledging that this kind of thing takes a real toll on you, even if you didn't lose money directly.
Yeah, like even if you weren't hit financially, you still had to deal with all the stress and the hassle.
They recognize that at least.
Exactly. And then for people who were affected, but maybe didn't have specific financial losses they could point to, they had a separate cash payment.
Yeah.
It was $25.
Okay.
Not as much, obviously, but it was something, you know, to acknowledge that, hey, your data was out there, you were at risk.
Makes sense. And wasn't there a special thing for people in California?
Right, right. California has pretty strong consumer protection laws.
Yeah.
So if you lived in California and were part of this settlement, you were guaranteed at least $100 no matter what.
Okay, so different levels of compensation depending on how badly you were affected. Now, who exactly could even apply for any of this? What were the rules?
The main thing was you had to have a T-Mobile account on or before August 1st, 2021. So before the breach became public.
Got it. So if you sign up with T-Mobile after that, you were out of luck.
Yep. And your data had to have been part of the leak, obviously. Right. But did you have to, like, prove that somehow? Or was it just assumed that if you were a customer around that time, you were probably affected?
I mean, with 76 million people, it's pretty likely you were in there somewhere. And the settlement notices, they would poard you if they thought your data was compromised. But here's the really important part. To get any money from this, you had to actually submit a claim.
Right. And there was a deadline for that, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. Big time. The absolute last day to submit a claim was January 23, 2023. So if you miss that, no compensation. It's a tough break, but that's how it was.
Yeah. Got to know those deadlines. All right. So for the people who did file a claim on time, what happens next? When do they actually get paid?
The plan right now is to start sending out payments in April 2025. So still a little ways off.
April 2025.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do they get the money? What are the options?
If your claim was approved, you can either get it through direct deposit, which is usually the fastest and safest way, or they'll mail you a check, a paper check, to whatever address they have on file for you.
So keep an eye out for more info on that as we get closer to 2025, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, besides the money, were there any other perks, like things to help you protect yourself after all this?
Yeah, actually, T-Mobile offered 2 years of free identity protection services to everyone who was affected. Mm-hmm. So that included credit monitoring, which basically keeps tabs on your credit report and alerts you if there's anything fishy going on.
Uh-huh.
And they also threw in identity theft insurance just in case, you know, helps cover the costs if you do end up a victim of identity theft.
Not bad, especially considering how sensitive the data was that got leaked.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a quick recap for everyone. Just hit the main points. Who was eligible for this whole settlement thing?
Anyone with a T-Mobile account before August 1st, 2021, and whose data was part of the breach.
And how much money could they have gotten?
It depended. Up to $25,000 for proven financial losses.
Mm.
Up to $375 for time spent dealing with the fallout. $25 if you were affected but didn't have specific financial losses. And California residents were guaranteed at least $100.
All right. And what are the important dates, even though one's already passed?
Breach happened in August 2021. Claim deadline was January 23, 2023, which is gone now.
Yep.
And payments should start going out in April 2025.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's like, wait, was I part of this? Did I miss something? Is there any way to check now?
Well, you can't submit a new claim anymore, but you used to be able to check your eligibility by contacting the settlement administrator directly or going to the official website. The website might still have some info up, but yeah, no new claims.
So this whole situation brings up some bigger issues, doesn't it? It's not just about T-Mobile.
Totally. It's a wake-up call about how much damage one data breach can cause, like millions of people affected. It shows how crucial cybersecurity is for any company that's handling your personal info. These threats are not going away. They're just getting more and more sophisticated.
Makes you think, like, what about my own data? Is it safe? What can I do to protect it?
Exactly. This T-Mobile thing is just one example of a much bigger trend. Cyber attacks are happening all the time. Both companies and individuals need to be proactive about security.
All right, so big picture. Massive data breach at T-Mobile back in 2021 affected tons of people, maybe you. Settlement was reached. Claim deadline was earlier this year. Payments supposed to start in April 2025.
Yep, that's the timeline. And even though the claim deadline is passed, it's still important for people to know what's happening, especially if they were affected.
One last thing before we go. I think this whole T-Mobile thing really highlights the importance of being careful with your online information. You know, thinking about what's out there about you and how you can protect it in this digital world we live in. It's worth taking a minute to look at your own security habits, maybe make some changes if you need to.
Couldn't agree more. It's not just about one incident. It's about being vigilant all the time.
If you want to dig deeper into all the details of this T-Mobile settlement, you can check out their official website. We'll put the link in the show notes for you. Thanks for listening, everyone.